Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Now part of the Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, the one and only James Lewis III, and it is always a pleasure to be broadcasting with you coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I got two of my favorite people, Smirk TV and Lino 615, in the building with me this week. They came in about a month ago and did a fantastic job. We got a lot of commentary from you guys and saying, hey man, when are Smirk and Lino coming back? So I wanted to bring you guys back into the booth. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you and talk sports, talk a little bit of hip hop. I want to start because I missed the comedy show. I did not have a chance to make the comedy show a couple weeks ago. I've had a lot going on within my family. I'm taking care of my grandmother, who's about to turn 98 years old. And she has a lot of doctor's appointments and stuff. You know, you get to that age. So I just could not make it. But I wanted to give you a chance. While we start the show, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this last, I believe it was, what was it, July the 6th?
It was July 6th.
July the 6th. Yes, sir. I want to talk, your last big set, man. How did that go? Who came out? What did y'all talk about? What's popping?
Well, there was 15,000 people there. We sold out the Bridgestone Arena.
No, it wasn't 15,000 people.
And,
but hey, y'all are going to be there. Y'all be playing in front of 15,000 people soon.
Man, we show the Third Coast.
Yeah.
Right.
We turned up. We sold out.
We did sell out, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We
did. Good stuff, man. And then that kind of snowballed into, like, shows after shows. I almost forgot about the Third Coast. Yeah. Nah, that one was a...
That was the show we produced. So it's got a, you know, that was our production.
That
was great.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
Shout out Third Coast Comedy Club. Shout out. We sold it out.
Yeah, shout out Crystal. Shout out Josh.
Crystal,
Black.
Josh.
Belly Button came.
On
and
got a,
now, who was the, you two were the headliners, or were there other comedians there?
I was the host.
Oh, you hosted. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you actually putting other people on.
Yeah, we had Crystal. We had Crystal from 92Q headline.
Okay.
Yep. She killed it.
Now, is she a comedian or a media personality?
Yeah, no. Nah,
little of both.
She's a, okay, she I thought she was stand-up. A media personality. I didn't know she did stand-up.
Oh, yeah. She does stand-up.
She
that's
killed
it. She does.
Yeah,
okay. She's more of a stand-up, I would say.
Nice.
Then a,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are some of the topics that she hit?
Just everything.
Y'all need to bring in a lady with you at some point. Because I like to, we want to showcase all the talent. We want to showcase some of the female comedians.
We're going to put a disclaimer on Crystal.
Now, Crystal, we get you on here, we better be on 92.
Okay, well, I hear that.
Yeah, Crystal.
Nah, she's great.
Yeah, okay. Crystal's turned up. She,
she talks about stuff that, you know, we said we're a little more official. You don't even need a whistle on this radio station. So I don't know if we can really get into a whole lot. But just know she's hilarious.
Okay. I'll be
she's good. Vulgar. And she's.
Okay. So she's. So
I don't even want to say female.
She's not for the kids.
No. Hell
now, you know,
no.
You know, if Smirk and Lino don't think this someone's for the kids, then they're definitely not for the kids.
Crystal's like the sexy red of comedy.
Okay. We'll sexy red. Oh,
yeah. She one of them.
So she headlined, Lino hosted,
okay.
And then me and Josh Black just did, like, normal time.
Yeah, they
featured.
Okay.
And Belly Button did, like, a guest spot.
Belly Button dropped in.
Yeah.
Everybody killed, man.
It was
top to bottom.
I think that was the show that kind of, like, kicked it off, because after that, it was shows every week.
So where are some of the places that you've hit since then? Since
man, dude,
spoke?
I went to where the hell was we at? Windhaven, West Haven.
Listen, West Haven. Shout out to the West Haven community. The most what's their
Dr. Seuss.
No. But also with Jim Carrey, the Truman Show. Like one of those communities.
Yeah,
it's like everything. It feels like you're on a
set. Is that in the Nashville metro?
It's
or
in
is that,
Franklin. It's out there.
So it's down. Well, it's down Smirk's way.
Yeah.
No.
It's 20 minutes for me.
It's 20 minutes.
I mean, it's out there. And
they have a Kroger's in the middle of their sub.
A barbershop.
Like that.
A pharmacist.
Barbershop. Dental office. Daycare.
And y'all did a set there.
We did. It was a barbershop downstairs, and then you go upstairs.
Oh, wow.
It was like the Squid Games where the rich people picked who they wanted to play. It was an all-black room.
Truly, though.
And this popped off because of Third Coast.
Well, I mean, the guy had already known us, but I think people
saw the
steam.
Booker. I saw the Booker when we were I think it was after the third coach
show.
Yeah, it was like a week after the third coach show. Okay. He was like, man, you've been on my radar. I need you.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And, man, that was a show I've never done a show like that, but it was one of the most fun shows.
It's one of the best, I think, me and him both.
Now, what's the type of crowd at that?
Oh, rich white people.
That's what I thought.
Rich. Older,
so it's different. It's different than third coast.
They all lived in the community, rich. Like, they all, when you buy an apartment down there, you get a golf cart that comes with your house. You ain't even got to drive your car. Yeah.
It's just people driving on golf carts.
So if you're just tuning in, I got my guys Smirk TV and Lino 615. These are two of the hottest comedians in Nashville, Tennessee. Good friends of mine. We've been rocking together for about 5 years. They come in periodically and do the show. It's always great to have them in the booth. Tell us now, I've seen you at some of the more urban clubs, you know, like Third Coast, you know, it's a younger crowd.
Yeah.
It's a crowd, you know, in the 25 to 30 range. What is it like when you're, because as you get more advanced in your comedy, you're performing at different venues. So it's a difference between being at Third Coast and being down in Franklin. How do you adjust with your sets and your routine? Or do you just do the same thing? It's like, I'm going to do me, and if you come out, you're going to get what I give you. Or do you adjust when you're at a different crowd?
So for me, again, you know, I don't write.
Right.
So I went up there, and it was just like, I was.
But do you have a mental agenda?
Oh, I didn't
what
know.
You're
I
to say, I or do you not know what you're going to say until that red,
no,
until that
I
red
think
light
usually,
goes on.
Like for like you said, the more urban clubs, younger crowds, I already know what to do. Right. Up there, I'm looking like, man, because
you mess
know.
With people in the audience. That's kind of your style.
Oh yeah,
you have to with a show like that.
And with that, I'm looking, man. It's like you got to mix it with jokes, though.
Got it.
So that, like, I just went up there. I'm like, I'm going to be real. Like, they laughed, they loved. I was like, this is the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
Oh wow.
And I opened it up like that, and they kind of just reeled it in. I did make fun of a guy who had facial paralysis.
Okay, so he had like Bell's palsy or something like that?
I don't know.
Stroke?
Yeah, whatever he had. And
he told him before
his set
that he had it.
But it's
no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Don't lie.
He said, hey, man, one thing I don't want you to mention is my face. And Lino, when he got up there, he said, hey, look, y'all see the dude with the face?
He's lying.
But I'm going to jump in because one of the things I love rocking with you guys, and I think that everybody's so serious all the time. Everybody's angry about everything and politics and my identity and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
If you come to a comedy club and half of your face is missing or doesn't work, and you sit near the front, you're going to get roasted. Like,
yeah.
that's just a part. If you weigh four bills – and you come to comedy club, you're going to be on the show, whether you want to be or not. I just think that that's just part of the game, man.
It was just
the
way
not,
that I was like, because everybody, I'm talking, it got to the
now, you know
point.
You're going to hell for it, though.
Yeah,
you're still going
definitely,
to hell. Yeah,
definitely, because okay. I was killing it. I'm looking around the room, and everybody else is just like laughing, bending over.
Right.
And I'm looking at this guy, and he's just sitting there, and I'm like, damn.
Was he there with a wife or a lady friend or something?
I don't think,
like,
no, he was there by himself.
Oh, okay.
And he was just sitting there, and I'm like, damn, can I get a smile? Like, ha-ha, hee-hee. I'm like,
so
you
if
know.
You, if you're having health challenges, do not come see, you know, 615.
Well,
did Smirk get at him after? Did Smirk finish
the call?
Smirk went before me.
So
that's
really, okay. Can I be honest? They really – and I don't even mean to sound like this, but like they put us back to back, and that was not the brightest decision for the rest of the totality of the show.
Now, how does that work? Give the
one of us needed
serious,
to go first, and one of us needed to go last.
But I thought that the headliner was was the lady.
Well,
from,
you would,
no, oh,
no
that,
this is a different
was,
show.
Oh, okay,
Crystal
okay,
Kill.
Got it.
This
got
is
it,
the
got
with
it.
The rich people in West Haven.
This is okay.
Yeah, no, Third Coast. That show
that was great too.
That show was lit, but I had more fun in West Haven.
Okay.
See, I feel like Third Coast was the more balanced overall show for sure, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
But West Haven, me and him
it was fun.
It was one of those you left
it's
after
much
like
more, it's more intimate.
Hey,
like we talked about last time, like the smaller rooms.
Right.
And then you can build a bond with them. It's like,
and they was
they loved it.
Like you said, just letting – I think some of those people are up to – you know, they're paying off their grandkids' debts and stuff like that. And they just really helps. They just want to drive their golf cars, drink some wine coolers, and enjoy a good laugh.
Well, I think – I told you guys last time you were here, the best And I used to go to a lot of comedy clubs back in the day, especially when I lived on the West Coast. I used to love going when I lived in Seattle. There's a great comedy club in downtown Seattle. And because Seattle is so regional, there's nobody within like 500 miles of Seattle. So everyone good goes through this comedy club. And the best person I saw was Lavelle Crawford. And it I've been to comedy places where it was 15,000 people, where it was like a huge arena like Bridgestone. But I saw Lavelle Crawford at a venue with maybe 400 people.
Yeah,
I was sitting on the third row. It was fantastic. And he killed for 90 minutes. Like just 90 minutes, nonstop laughs. He was just on point. Everything was hilarious. He's funny. He's vulgar. He swears a lot. But not offensive. He's just funny. Just looking at him is funny. Everything about him is funny. And to me, those intimate venues are what really, you know, I have some friends that got a chance to see Chappelle when Chappelle was coming up. Not Chappelle now that he's the big time.
Yeah.
But they saw Chappelle at an intimate venue in Ohio where I grew up, was maybe 200 or 300 people. And they cherish that. They're like, man, I saw Chappelle back in the day, 15, 20 years ago before he was, you know, this is the what's the movie he did, the weed movie, Chappelle?
Half-Baked.
This is the Half-Baked Chappelle. Yeah. This isn't the big-time star. Yeah. This is before Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
But those intimate venues, I think, are really important. What do you guys look for? So as you're – if you're tuning in once again, I got my man Smirk TV, Lino615. What do you guys look for as far as bookings? And now that you're kind of getting more buzz in the city and in the state and locally, are you guys trying to do shows in Atlanta, Charlotte? Like, what's your strategy moving forward?
Just let us do some comedy.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, just like, keep doing what I'm
if
doing.
If you're a solidified, especially any club, like for, oh, come up, if you're a like solidified club and it's like at least a decent in the, you know, in the South somewhere that we can get to relatively decently, we'll go up there for some chicken tenders. Yeah. Anywhere.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Like, what's the – I'm not trying to get in your business, but I think it's serious. We want to showcase as a national platform. What is the going rate to get Smirk and Lino to come in?
Out of state, I need – out of state, I'd do like 375 to 500.
Okay.
In state, I'd –
plus travel.
Yeah. If you – I'll work with you.
Okay.
You know
that's
what
reasonable.
I'm
saying? That's
really
reasonable.
I'll work with you. You got to at least pay for my plane ticket or a room. You know, we can meet halfway.
Something,
Okay. And you guys manage your own business.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I got to sign with Paragon Seven Studios, man. We got to go and get this money. Money together, man.
That's
get
right.
Get that booking. What we'll do, we'll be back because I have,
about
of course.
To sign us.
We'll talk about that offline.
All these contracts.
Of course, because I have my guys here, I wouldn't be doing my job if we didn't have some improv. And I'm pretty sure that they know what that improv is going to be about.
So you're going
to
be the kid that shot at Trump.
We'll be back.
Yeah,
don't get me fired, man. We'll be back. We're at Land State Radio Network after these messages.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Land J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a full cart fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Let me hear the DJ Cam in the building, man.
Let me hear the DJs when the crew started. God, I'm horrible with numbers, don't quote me. But I would say probably in 90, 99, maybe 99, late 98, by DJ Enough. He used to DJ for Biggie. Okay. Anyone that saw the Biggie
movie, saw Enough.
Enough, the guy who started it, along with DJ Threat, RIP DJ Threat, and DJ Camillo. It was technically a New York City based crew, all Spanish. I was actually the first black guy to be
so you're like
in
the
crew.
You're like the Jackie Robinson of DJs.
Excellent. Yes.
That's what's up.
That's dope. That's I like that. Up. Yeah.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
I love my kids, but I also love not being broke. So this back to school season, I'm just going to spend less on them. Amazon has low prices on everything kids need, like a water bottle they definitely won't lose.
Mm-mm.
Tablets, because how else are parents supposed to take a break from their kids that are always around? Sports stuff, for whatever sport this is. All the latest lit, Rizzy Riz clothes. No cap. What is cap? And lunch boxes for a homemade meal that they'll barely touch.
Quest? What the fudge?
So spend less on your favorite little freeloaders with Amazon. Because every dollar you don't spend on them is a dollar you haven't spent on them.